stream. I now have everything set correctly. This is like take 4 or 5 of this stream. My Twitch videos archive thingies do not look good right now. So hopefully I'm not spamming people too much with this thing. So basically, we are leaving. I have my flight plan set. All that correctly. Excuse me. I'm actually
On the flight.
going to
Pilots on the flight will
load
submit mode FSP flight L dialog.
that
Open dialog
flight
title.
plan.
Item taxi not select. KAVP.KBOS.TXT 3849.
We're going to go from Boston to Augusta.
On the flight. Nav not checked. Multi-line. Greater 14 entries greater.
And 14 entries, aka commands, are loaded. We have FS passenger set up, our fuel set up.
Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
And I'm going to unpause the sim.
Simulation unpaused. Time
It is
acceleration is 1.
4:01/4:02 p.m. 20:01:02 local. 01/02 local. We need to be leaving at 4:10 or 20:10 Zulu sim time for this flight to count. Now I'm going to go ahead and go to PVA cars and start our flight. And of course, it is raining in Boston. Right now in Boston, not the sim time. Go ahead and put it on outside view for now.
Autopilot main channel row. Ops 21.1, Devis channel row 1 column. Channel 1 column, flaphar 0, access to micro. Autopops, Devis, channel 1 column, flaphar 0, access side X. Micro, autopops, Devis, channel 1 column, channel 1 column, flaphar 0, 1 column, flaphar 2, direct control.
And I'm gonna...
Test is available. We only have one test flight available. Set up flight. Start flight. Set up flight. Start flight.
I'm gonna go to start flight.
Flaphar 2, open time. 0, top, land. Screen review. We wish schedule aircraft mod. We wish to bottom. We wish to continue. Unknown. Open time. 0, unknown. Open time.
Yes, I do.
Aircraft info.
And... And appear it we are start we have started
Microsoft
that
Flight
flight.
Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
And I'm gonna go ahead and put it back to cockpit view, and I'm gonna go ahead and
Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Oh no, you don't.
FSX Pilot.
I'm I have to restart FSX Pilot because the sound got kind of messed up, so I have to restart FSX Pilot.
Desktop, FSX Pilot 2060.
By the way, I'm in chat in case anybody wants to join.
Autopilot, Microsoft Flight Sim.
And I'm going to turn on
autopilot.
Check. Autopilot on.
XDNDR. Please see Cmus, Cambus, APS, HL, LBS, VSLS, LBS, HDC, MCS, SDD, Mabus, Check, Multiline, Greater.
And I'm going to... Engine start.
Greater.
And then I'm gonna load our flight plan.
Flight L. Open dialog. File name. Collect. I taxi not selected one. KAVP tour dot KBOS com dot TXT 3849. Auto. Nav not checked. Multi line. Greater 14 entry loaded dot greater.
Check our sim time.
Greater.
Today is Tuesday, June 26, 2018.
That is when I made
UTC
plan.
Time is 20 hours, 04 minutes, and 40 seconds. Local time
All
is 16
right, so
hours,
we got
04
about
minutes, and
6
40
minutes
seconds.
Left before we have to leave. Now, I do know for a fact that the runway we have to taxi to is runway 4 right, because that is the SID, that is what the SID calls for, that you fly from runway 4 right. And I'm pretty sure that hopefully we won't have any taxiing problems there, because there's no obstacles or anything
Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Going to hit control period. Release the parking brakes. And go ahead and taxi.
Dialogue, range, left, river, menu, rest.
And of course, autopilot.
Autopilot on.
There we go. Menu.
Remember airport is Omar. Stay taxi runway, submenu T. KBOS 04LK. KBOS 04RK.
KBOS 04 right.
Switching to true headings, sir. NAV on.
Go because it's very interesting, because FSX Pilot will taxi with the parking brakes on. Of course, I know that this flight, will go well. I practiced it enough, but I did not try with FS passengers, and I'm hoping that it'll work correctly taxiing to this runway. So basically, we're going to fly this route pretty much as filed. We're gonna get up and get a, you know, a nice, you know, takeoff, and then we're gonna fly the PVA-6 SID, which will take us to PVSTA, and then we will proceed to fly the V-268 Airway to MEHVL, I believe. Airways are like highways on a car, like on a road. Our exit is MEHVL, and then we will fly direct to VRNNS, and then land at Augusta. For the flight, or for the this New England Cape Air Phoenix Virtual Airways tour. Now, you know, one thing I do have to point out, that the FSX pilot approach entry speed is too high, so I'm going to have to set that to 120 when we get there. Other than that, no ATC, of course, on this flight, because ATC will vector me, and then, like, it'll vector me so much and then stop. So,
autopilot main panel selected 0. Safety check. Arm must check.
Target 4, we are
Crater. Today is Tuesday, June 26, 2018. UTC time is 20 hours, 09 minutes, and 20 seconds.
We're gonna be late.
Local time is 16 hours, 09 minutes, and 20 seconds.
We're gonna be late. Oh well. Probably should maybe set the next time. I'll set the sim time, you know, earlier than like 10 minutes before departure, because this damn taxi shit is slow. Okay, will you change to 0.0, come on, change to 3.
Read only, select 3, selection, read only, select 0.0, selection, remove. Read only, select 3, read only, select 0.0, selection, remove. Read only, select 3, select, read only, select 0.0, read only, select 16, selection, remove. Read only, select 0.0, read only, select 3.
Yeah, something's messed up with the waypoint thingies here, because it's basically saying like 0 mile, but well, the I think the headings are changing, so. Alright, 2, waypoint 2.
only selected 18, read only selected 0.0, select, read only selected 1, selection remove, read only selected 18, selection remove.
Alright, come on, hurry it up.
Speed set to 0 knots.
Thank you.
Switching back to magnetic headings. Heading set to a magnetic heading of 21 degrees.
Of course, our takeoff speed is a bit wrong, but I mean, it'll work, it works. Go to my flight plan and let's get this thing started. Of course, I really would love to be able to put in my flight plan to run straight takeoff, but we can't, it's only one takeoff, the runway heading is correct.
Switching to true heading display for departure, sir. Landing, stroke, and NAV lights off. Climb rate set to 1,000 feet per minute. Altitude set to 3,300 feet. Speed set to 170 knots. NAV on.
170 is a bit much.
V1. Rotate. NAV
but
on.
V1. Off anyway.
Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
And as you can see, we are going to go to 11,000 feet.
Switching back to magnetic headings. Heading set to a magnetic heading of 36 degrees. Altitude
rotate.
Set to 11,000 feet. Switching to true headings, sir. Flying first available SID name to 6 from RW04R.
Alright, so we are now heading.
NAV on.
We are now flying a SID, and of course the PVA cars is incredibly delayed as usual with the rotate. And FSX pilot, and it's banking, makes the passenger scream. Either that or that was turbulence, I'm not sure.
V2.
And we're long past V2, bud.
Target for V selected.
In fact, let me go look and see as Control Shift E brings up the FS passengers report, and let's see exactly. And, well, I don't know why I keep saying, like, forgot the seatbelt sign every single time. Why is...
Time airborne, 00 flight time, clock, 00 hours, 9.04, view time background, 00 hours, average speed, 100 first time background, 00 hours, 10 Kelvin native fuel, average speed, 100 time background, 00 hours, 10 Kelvin native fuel, about, 01 hours, 26, 30 flight time, average speed, 139.30 kg in 1 hour reserve, 00 hours max, altitude, 2073 feet, stats accuracy will improve over aircraft speed limit, high speed limit, B, 175 kgs, velocity never exceed, B, 155 kgs, velocity max extended, B, B, 155 kg percent calculator, calculating now passenger's current opinion, good flight, good flight, the new crew information, no crew of mech, host at JVG, network health, at, host, optic review, host, press Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Okay, that is weird. Why is MBDA reading in a different language? See, what does that sound? Is that a...
Target Stacy selected.
Okay, huh. Very What is that? Altitude.
Autopilot main channel, map asset. Read only selected 50 selection. Read only selected 4.2. Read only selected state selection. Read only selected. Okay, SP tab, multi-mod, PD selected, selected 1000, selected 30, selected, selected 0. Selected, 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 PD on multi-mod, crater.
Crater. Current altitude is 4,255 feet, sir.
Menu. Rest context. Flight fly speeds of menu left takeoff. Minimum. 70 speed take. 154 KNTS.
And it's not above, it's not at or above 250, so we can do that without having...
Speed set to 154 knots.
160 AM, Edward, Kaelin, Axie, Kaelin, Axie, Kaelin, Axie, Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
No, let me just go check on the website here.
Target Sean selected.
Yeah, almost to. We are flying the SID as required by this route. And let's see.
Graphic Canada, Vladimir Zverev, Graphic United, Fine Guy, Hoop, Joshua, Graphic United, Joshua Tubbs, NZDN, NZW, and Kevin Jones, Egypt Top, Human, NZ, Joshua, Graphic United States, Joshua, NZ, Egypt Top, Fine Guy, Joshua, Pause, Joshua Tubbs, Lang, Cat 1005X, KBOS, Top, A, CNA, NZNA, Climbing, On Time, Climbing, On Time, Brennan Stevens.
Huh, I'm actually on time?
On Time, On Time, Brennan Stevens, Lang, Brennan Stevens, On Time, Climbing, CNA, Top, CNA, Climbing, FC, On. Climbing, A-T-L-I, on time, Brennan Stevens, on time, climbing, CNA, cough, KPOS, cat 1005X, land, Joshua Tubbs, pause, Joshua Tubbs, space, pause, pause, E7-MMM-ETLL, MMM-E744, pause, pause, Joshua Tubbs, land, cat 1005X, KPOS, cough, CNA, climbing, A-T, on time, O-N, space, E, welcome, Phoenix.
Oh, sweet, my flight is actually on time. That's awesome.
Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Okay, how are we doing on our altitude?
Map check, multi-line, current altitude is 8,480 feet, sir.
Okay, steadily climbing.
Target is selected.
That is the last waypoint of this particular.
Abject. Multi-line. Radar target LBSTA selected. AR. Radar.
LBSTA is the end of the SID, and then we will go straight to the airway, and then we will turn back into LBSTA to follow the airway.
Passing 10,000 feet, Captain.
Thank you, I'm pretty sure that was delayed as I'll get out.
DES.
Passing 10,000 feet, Captain.
YAS.
Current altitude is 10,278 feet, sir.
Microsoft Flight Simulator.
You have to say that twice?
Altimeter.
I just hit B to set the altimeter. I think that was FS passengers. Hopefully it actually set it and I don't have to actually type it in because...
Fasten your seatbelt.
Oh, no, don't do that yet.
You may now take off your seatbelt.
With here pretty much a cruise, and then when we start to descend, I will try to put that on and see if it'll actually do anything. And say anything in the report.
Switching back to magnetic headings. Heading set to a magnetic heading of 20 degrees. Switching to true headings, sir. Flying airway B268 until reaching MASH. Target is selected.
Okay, so we're going back to...
Target CK selected.
Now we are flying the B268 airway. There is an FS passenger sound in the background, and I'm not sure, quite sure what it is. The AccuFuel wind sound is definitely prominent. And it is raining, it is take a look at our rapport again.
Dialogue closed. Top closed. Screen review close and crew interest into the passenger's current of percent LP, 155 kbs, velocity. Peak, 150 km, only multi-line through. Something like that, yes, velocity that is
Do I really have to change my NVDA synthesizer just to...
NVDA, preferences of menu key. Tools of preferences of tools of menu view RP. Tools of preferences of settings, S. NVDA, general, speech 211. General 111, speech 211. Synthesizer grouping, synthesizer red only multi line, alt plus S, ETIL change, alt plus H, press. Select synthesizer from Microsoft speech API version, Microsoft Windows 1 core voices. Output device, my audio looking okay. Press.
NVDA, speech, normal configuration, dialogue. Dialogue. Read only multi line. B. VFA, 155, blank. Flight 6M496, blank. Flight ID, 6M496, flight type, normal. Pilot, Orin. Company, Orin Air. Aircraft, C208B Grand Caravan Executive. Flight date, June 28, 2018. Departure, 16H05, 20H5 GMT. Flight, departure, 16H05, 20H5 GMT. From, KBOS Logan INTL United States. To, KAUG Augusta State, United States. NVR of passengers, 6. Blank. Report. Blank. Flight distance, 41 nanometers fuel used, 118 pounds.
Okay, so we've used about 118 pounds of fuel already.
Target scope selected.
Blank. Flight distance, 41 nanometers fuel used, 118 pounds. Time airborne, 00H1520 fuel remaining, 900. Time airborne, 00H15.
So we've been airborne 15 minutes.
Time airborne, 00H1520 fuel remaining, 992 pounds.
992 pounds.
Flight time, block 00H2217 fuel consumption, 463 pounds bar oblique hour, until now. Time on ground, 00H1012 remaining fuel allowed, 02H823 flight time.
So, it's going to allow us 2 hours.
Time on ground, 00H1012 remaining fuel allowed, 02H823 flight time. Fuel allowed, do, fuel, tap, 12, do, 00H, tap, 2 points, ground, 2 points, tap, do, ground, on, time, on, ground, R, O, N, do, tap, 0, 0, 8, 0, 2 points, 1, 2, tap, 12, 2 points, 00H10, 2, 12.
10 minutes and 12 seconds on ground, it looks like.
Tap, remaining.
That doesn't look, I guess.
Fuel, allow, 2 points, tap, 02H08, 02H08, 2, 8, 0, 8, 2 points.
2 hours and 8 minutes we have until running out of fuel. That's how long we have left. Flight time we can fly until
23. Time on ground, 00H1012 remaining fuel allowed, 02H823 flight time. Average speed, 162.75 kt with 1 hour reserve, 01H823 flight time. Time, average speed, 162.75 kt with 1 hour reserve, 01H823 flight. Max altitude, 10,921 feet. Stats accuracy will improve over time.
Oh, that's not correct, but anyway.
Blank. Aircraft speed limit, height speed limit. Mean, 175 kts, velocity never exceed. VFA, 155 kts, velocity flaps extend. Blank. Descent calculator. Blank. Passenger's current opinion, very good flight, professional. Blank. Passenger's current opinion, very good flight, professional. Didn't like that you... Blank. Crew information, no crew aboard. Blank. Blank. Crew... Blank. Didn't like that you forgot the seatbelt sign during takeoff or landing. Passenger's current opinion, very good flight, professional.
Okay.
Time on, average, Mac, aircrafts. Bottom. Close at JPG ban. At, close. Object review. Close. Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Target mesh selected.
Okay, so once we get to MESHL, which will be
autopilot NAV multi-line greater. Greater.
Estimated time and route to mesh is 0 hours 3 minutes. Estimated arrival time is June 28, 2018, 1:35 and 23 seconds.
So, 3 minutes, we will let's fly direct to Augusta.
Autopilot main panel. EFIS panel dialog range mode. Menu. Contact. Fly speed sub. Take. Speed save. 154 KNTS.
Alright, looks like
fly speed sub menu F.
EFIS. Speed sub here.
Auto. NAV. Multi-line.
Good to go there.
Greater.
Indicated airspeed is 147 knots, sir.
Close enough.
Microsoft Flight Simulator X. Run dialog.
Let's see, are we
Plane.
Still on time?
Disk, untitled Google Chrome, row 1, column 1. Welcome, Phoenix.
I think it's best to check tubs, on the tubs. Website.
Out of frame, graphic Canada Vladimir Z. Find NZDN NZ. EGY. Find dot. Blank. Joshua Tubb. Cap 1005. KBOS. KAUG. CNA. Level flight. On time. Level flight. EL. On time. N. T. Level. On time.
You're still on time. Awesome.
Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Switching back to magnetic headings. Heading set to a magnetic heading of 47 degrees. Next waypoint VRNNS selected.
Now here's the thing that I don't get. Was VRNNS a star? That, you know what, actually, I will go and check that right now.
Run dialogue.
For next Blank. Time.
Desktop.
I go to my Iraq folder and FSX flight,
items view.
Pilot.
SID dot text, star dot text 7, window dialog.
I'm gonna go
star dot
to
find dialog. BRNNS. RNNS. Notepad dialog. Find dot.
Alright, start. So it's not, it is a waypoint.
C. Spilot. Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
And, good, so I think we are fine flying it correctly. There is no star. Oh, look at this. Now I have to see if I can
NVDA.
Switch back
preferences
to
submenu key. Tool submenu preferences submenu key. Settings. S. NVDA language categories. Speech 2 of 11. General speech 2 of 11.
Speech
synthesizer change. Press select eSpeak NG ETI eloquence.
NVDA speech normal Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
And it paused. We got to go and check com.
General 1 column, flatbox 0, ops 21, access high next, AFK, away from keyboard, row 1 column 6. Selected 110.00, read only, selected 123. Selected read only, read only, selected 120, selected 110.0, read only, selected 127.0. Selected 110.00, read only, selected 1, read only, selected 123.30, selected 110.00.
Now I guess we can set any one of these frequencies. Column 1 we can set to 110.00.
Read only, selected 110.00, read only, selected 127.0.
12780 for column 2, which is what I think I'm going to be doing.
Select read only. Selected 127.0.
12780.
Microsoft Flight Simulator. Microsoft Flight Simulator.
See if FSX passengers can do this. I think it's CC.
Count 2. 1, 2. 7. 9.
Ah, shit.
Count 2. 1, 2. 7. 8. 0. Set and check.
Alright, hopefully. I can,
Simulation unpaused. Time acceleration is 1.
I just set it, and hopefully it's not gonna beep at me. Good, looks like. Ah, shit, come on.
AFK, away from keyboard, row only, read only, selected 123.30. Read only, selected 127.0. Read only, selected 123.30, selected 110.00. Top 110.00, screen review, 110, 123.30, 127.0, top 127.0,
123.30.
12330. Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Count 2, 12330, set and check.
Okay, then we please. Like. I said it. Now come on.
Simulation unpaused. Time acceleration is 1.
Unless I have to do it while the simulator's unpaused, it would beep again. I'm gonna try that. Okay, looks like we're good now. Did that window go away?
Microsoft Flight Simulator. Microsoft Flight Simulator.
That's pretty cool. So did that. AFK setback set as a. Set as some.
Alright,
good, so we're still on time.
Microsoft Flight Simulator ends.
Any
crew members didn't like the new aircraft. Our anxious passengers' birds opinion are anxious because the aircraft is taken moderately blue light. Passengers' birds opinion, good flight. Are anxious because the aircraft is taken moderately blue light.
Oh, can't do anything about that.
Didn't like the new aircraft. Anxious because the aircraft is taken moderately blue light. Hey, passengers' descent calculator, calculate speed, 155 kcfd, 175 k aircraft speed limit, a max altitude, 10,951 feet, average speed, 100 time on ground, 0 hours 10 minutes fuel power, 0 hours 8 minutes flight time. Flight time, clock, 00 hours 37:33 fuel consumption, 419 lbs per hour control valve. Time airborne, 00 hours 30:36 fuel remaining, 897 lbs. Flight distance, 90 nm fuel used, 214 lbs. Time flight distance, 90 nm fuel used, 214 lbs report. Flight distance report, FDR passengers, 6, report. Flight distance, 90 nm fuel used, 214 lbs. Report flight distance, 90 nm fuel used, 214 lbs. Time airborne, 00 flight time, clock, 00 hours 37:33 fuel consumption, 419 lbs slash hour, until now. Time on ground, 00 hours 10 minutes remaining fuel power, 02 hours 8 minutes flight average speed, 178.62 kcm/h reserve, 01 hours 8 minutes flight time. Time average speed, 178.62 kcm/h reserve, 01 hours 8 minutes flight time. Max altitude, 10,951 aircraft speed limit, high speed limit, 100 feet, 155% calculator. Helping passengers' current opinion, are anxious because the aircraft is taken moderately blue light. Passengers' current opinion, good flight. Are anxious didn't like the new processes of crew information. Code close at JTG Tanner with health. Object review close. Press Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Okay, well, it's taking, so that's what it is. It is raining too, remember?
Autopilot page, map set. Multi-line, crater. Crater simulation of pause. Time, crater simulation of pause. Crater next midpoint, ERN has selected. Crater.
Estimated time en route to VRNNS is 0 hours 1 minute. Estimated arrival time is June 28, 2018, 1:28 and 28 seconds.
Almost to the end
target
of...
Target KAUG selected.
There we go.
Runway KAUG 17 selected. Cert.
Alright, we are landing on runway 17.
KAUG 17 selected.
And we are going to go to the approach entry.
Autopilot.
I'm going to go ahead and slow down to 120 knots.
Speed set to 120 knots.
Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Hopefully I don't regret this in this particular weather situation. Shouldn't be too bad though.
Below 10,000 feet, Captain.
Alrighty, so
altimeter.
The altimeter to